Another great big weekday welcome from the lucky you to you. You know, as a group, the Sons of the Pioneers have been playing and singing together for quite some time now. That includes Hugh and Carl Farr, Ken Curtis, Tommy Doss, myself, Lloyd Perryman, and, of course, Shug Fisher. But when we got on the big network, we figured we'd hire another hand, and that turned out to be our friend Frankie Tex Messina. He's the man that squeezes that accordion until it sounds just like a nightingale. So actually what I'm leading up to is, get your tickets, hang on to your hats, because we're a-fixing to take a fast ride on the Rocky Mountain Express.
I'm going back over the mountain through the field of golden grain. Every scene that I pass brings me near at last to the girl who changed her name. My dear old home, I know I'll soon be in it, for this train is going a mile a minute. Boy, what a treat, everybody will be there to meet the Rocky Mountain Express.
I'm bound for my land, my happy skyland, and you can bet I'm gonna choo-choo back. The folks will meet me, how they will greet me, hey there, clear that track.
I'm going back over the mountain to the fields of golden grain. Every scene that I pass brings me near at last to the girl who changed her name. My dear old home, I know I'll soon be in it, for this train is going a mile a minute. Oh, what a treat, everybody will be there to meet the Rocky Mountain Express.
That old express in on time. You know, out here on the Lucky You Ranch, there aren't all the modern things that you find in a city.
Yeah, but we're not lost in the backwoods so far that we don't know what's going on.
Well, Shug, that doesn't mean that we're behind the time.
Oh, I hope you jump in your vest pocket and spit on you and turn you as green as a lizard, it don't.
For instance, down at Pappy Tim's and Ma Terry's little old store at the crossroads, they got the same kind of canned goods you buy in those super-duper city markets.
Well, of course they have. They got a few shelves of them.
Our man from the big network, George Putnam, was a mite surprised when he found that the very same product that helps keep the lucky you coming your way every day was making a big hit with all the ranch folks hereabouts.
No, Lloyd, I wasn't surprised to find that ranchers' wives were going for Planters peanut oil in a real big way. I know they're practical folk and have to watch where their money goes. Naturally, they like the idea of buying one oil for all of their shortening, frying, and salad oil needs. Yes, friends, Planters peanut oil is so pure, so mild, so highly refined, it can be used for every cooking purpose. It's a fine, rich liquid shortening for pies and cakes. It's a splendid deep frying oil because it won't smoke or burn away. It fries in the goodness, out the sogginess, and it can be used over and over again. As a salad oil, well, many famous chefs prefer this high-quality oil to costly imported oil. And remember, Planters peanut oil is absolutely flavor-free. It has no peanut taste whatsoever. And it's a real economy to use because you only need one instead of three. So start cooking the economical way with all-purpose Planters peanut oil today. And remember, it's easy to tell it's a Planters product because all you have to do is look for the jaunty picture of Mr. Peanut. He stands for the best. And, of course, the best in entertaining, well, there's no one just like the Sons of the Pioneers, and they're going to give you a sample of what I mean right here and now.
All through the day, in my
start, and it leads to a gate of moonbeam bars, and it's welcome, I feel, till my vision so real turns to dust.
I got here in time to hear that one. Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, we're sort of proud of that one ourselves, Betty.
Oh, hello, Tommy. I was worried about you all last night. Are you feeling better today?
Uh-huh.
I cooked up a little chicken broth. I thought maybe you might like it. Would you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Tommy, don't try to thank me.
Is that what he's trying to do? I thought he was getting ready to sing.
Are you really going to sing, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Our song?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. You're just bashful, so I'll just sit here and listen.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you are, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansions or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Traveled o'er this country on my merry way, been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just stop and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo, someday she's gonna be my very own. Then we'll get a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio.
Thank you, Tommy. I like that.
Say, where's Lloyd?
He went back to the ranch house to get today's gold deed letter.
Well, will he read it when he comes back, Ken?
Oh, I'm sure he will, Betty. And you folks listening in along the Lucky You line, we're still looking for deserving people to give our acre of land to. Out here on the Lucky You ranch, when we got the idea of sharing our land with wonderful people from all over the country, we figured that the only way we could do it is to have you folks write in, telling us about the good deeds someone you know has done. And it's really working out fine. So if you hear a friend's name mentioned on our little daily visit and we read about their good deeds, you just run right over and tell them they're going to receive an honest-to-gosh legal deed to an acre of our Lucky You land. It's our thanks to them for their thoughtfulness. Oh, here comes Lloyd, Betty, and I see he's got today's letter in his hand.
Oh, I see him. See, Lloyd?
Yeah, Betty?
Is that today's gold deed letter?
It sure is.
Well, can I sort of eavesdrop while you read it?
Oh, you don't have to eavesdrop, Betty. You just come right up and sit down and have a listen.
The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I am an old lady. My name probably doesn't mean anything, so I won't even mention it. For many years, I've watched a young man grow up in our neighborhood. When he was just a boy, he was always considerate of older folks and was always just a little more kind to animals than the other boys. He'd always get the kindling wood for all of the old couples on our block. He did many things that made us old people live again and made us know that this old world of ours is going to be a better place for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to live in. He's given blood from his own strong body to several old people in our neighborhood who would otherwise probably have passed away had he not been willing to give it. He's always cheered the hearts of us old-fashioned bygone people who live most of our lives in a rocking chair and dream about happiness we've had in the past. We all live for the moment when he'll be coming to see us again. If you really want to make us old-fashioned, forgotten people of yesterday warm and happy inside, you can do it by awarding our boy your gold deed. His name is Mr. Bud Turner. He lives on 13th Street here in Ogden, Utah. Signed, the old folks' friend of a fine young man.
Golly, but it's wonderful to hear things like that.
That sure is, Betty. And Mr. Bud Turner will receive his gold deed to an acre of land for his many good deeds. And to the little lady who wrote us about that young man, we found out your name and are sending you a personal letter of thanks, but we will respect your wishes and not mention your name at this time. Instead, we'd like to feature the voice of Lloyd Perryman and send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute, the old folks' friend of a fine young man.
Everyone knows him as old folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go.
Just as free as a bird and as good as his word.
That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee. Tucks his napkin up under his chin.
And that yellow cob pipe is so mellow, it's right.
But you needn't be ashamed of him.
Every evening after supper, what stories he would tell. How he held the speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day.
Lord, I know that one so well. Always meets the late train at the station. Sits and whittles when it's overdue.
Every night without fail, while there's sword and no mail,
he gets himself a little nip or two.
Every Friday go fishing way down on Buzzard's Lake, but he only hooks a perch or two. A whale got away.
We have to warm up a steak, but someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonesome old town this will be. Children's voices at play will be still for a day. The day they take old folks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, folks. While we were thinking Carl might let us in on his new project today, but instead, he's disappeared completely.
Brother, you can say that again. And when I get my hands on the heat, I'll snatch him a ball. I'm going to tell him a thing or four.
Well, sure. What's he done now?
What's he done?
Yeah.
Why, he's rode off on Master Harlem. Master Harlem, I did that dapple gray, that my black, but he's pinched my pinto.
What Shug's trying to say, Lloyd, is Carl rode off on his horse this morning.
I wonder why he took Shug's horse.
I can tell you why. Because he knows it darn well. And my horse, it can cover more ground than any other horse on this year ranch. That's why.
Hey, I wonder where he could have gone, anyhow.
I don't know, Lloyd, but wherever he is, I'll bet my month's pay it concerns all of us helping someone out.
Well, I won't take that bet, Ken, because I'm sure you're right. Sure like to know what it is, though.
Oh, well, he'll probably be back by sundown.
Well, that's what I was trying to think of, Ken.
What do you mean, boy?
Sundown. That's the song I was going to ask if you'd sing for the folks.
Well, you know, I just happened to hear that tune on a jukebox down at the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is start strumming on a guitar, and I'll give it a whirl.
That's a fair deal. Oh, you're going to sing, aren't you? That's a good deal.
Every little breeze is a sign of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and reminiscing at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world looks rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will meet me and always greet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home. In a little cottage cozy, the world looks rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will meet me and always greet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home, 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 home. Love is calling me home.
Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lloyd.
Did Ken's song do that to you?
Oh, that song did start me daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Betty? What about?
About whether I put too much salt in that chicken broth I made for Tommy.
That's what I figured. Well, just to get your mind off that big worry, how about you and me sort of stepping right up alongside this microphone George Putman uses when he tells the folks about our sponsor and seeing if we can work up a little musical blend for our listeners out along the Lucky You line?
Hmm, I'd like that, Ken. Have you ever been lonely?
Sure, haven't you?
No, that's the name of a song.
Oh, that's the name of a condition, too, but I like your version better. Let's sing it. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? Have you ever loved someone just as I love you?
Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I made?
Can't you see I've changed, dear? Can't you see I've paid?
Be a little forgiving. Take me back to your heart. How can I go on living now that we're apart? If you knew what I've been through,
then you'll know why I ask you.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? Be a little forgiving. Take me back to your heart. How can I go on living now that we're apart? If you knew what I've been through,
then you'll know why I ask you.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been?
Much, Betty and Ken. You two make lonely sound like it isn't so bad after all. Say, if we don't hurry along, though, we're going to have to end our little visit right here without hearing the thought for the day. Hugh, who sent in today's letter?
Well, today's thought come from a small town outside of Seattle, Washington, Lloyd, and it was one written by Mrs. Catherine Conway. And here's what she says. Sons of the Pioneers. I live in a small town, but it's getting bigger all the time, like most towns in this country. But for several reasons, there's those of us who have been For several reasons, those of us who have been here a long time aren't too happy about it. It used to be that we never needed a lock or key in our little community. Our doors were always open to all of our neighbors. But here lately, it seems that we just can't be that way anymore because some of the folks who have moved in apparently aren't too honest. And it sure makes us feel bad. You know, I'll bet out on the luck of you, you don't need any locks or keys because it seems to me that out there where there aren't so many folks, you are closer to God and He can keep everyone honest. It's sure too bad that when folks start living in cities and town, they seem to get, you know, away from that feeling. And they do things that they wouldn't do if they were out where the presence could be felt in the trees and the mountains and streams and all the wonders of nature. I think it would be swell if you out there on the luck of you and all the others who live out next to God would pray that He could make His presence felt more in the towns and cities. And get the folks back to being good law-abiding persons who respect and love their neighbors.
Well, you know, Hugh, there's a lot in what Mrs. Conway says. It is true, we don't keep anything locked up down here on the luck of you because everyone around here is just a good neighbor. Thank you again for sending in such a fine letter. And we'd like to send along to you a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. Books or in the cloudy sky, their fame will live forever, their ghost will never die. Plunging through the night wind, they write because they must. Oh, deep down in some lonely grave, they long since turned to
here on the Lucky You. And if it weren't that there are always chores to be done, we'd like to stick around and try to entertain you just a little bit longer. However, when the afternoon breeze begins to flutter the aspen leaves, it's time we were getting on our feet and going back to work. Say, Carl Farr must be cooking up something very special for Christmas, being gone like this. Well, we should find out pretty soon. But I guess it'll have to wait until at least tomorrow, though. So until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You hands, be lucky, you.
This program has come to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.